Well, I'm happy to say our Channel 4 friends are here. They come in here after they take care of their business, and you had a great speech with Mayor Mike Duggan, the exit interview. So you can watch us these last few minutes, and that's you in Florida, too. We have a lot of snowbirds there in Florida at Local 4 Plus. It's like an app like anything else, right? And so you can find us at Local 4 Plus anywhere, and we appreciate that. You can find Sam Clement working his behind off as executive director of the Detroit Auto Show and the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. In fact, he filled in on JR Afternoon for Ryan Armani last week. A year ago, you filled in for me. And this is a busy time because I cannot believe we are like 6 weeks away from the auto show, Sam.
In a lot of ways, it feels like this last one just ended, but we're really excited. Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Well, talk to us. What should we look forward to? I understand you've got a very special keynote speaker for the Mobility Global Forum for the Detroit Auto Show.
Yeah, we announced last week that former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg will be on the stage. He's going to have a conversation, not really a keynote, more of a sit-down conversation. Excited to announce the moderator for that here in a couple of days. But yeah, we've got a great lineup. I think to your first question, you know, what do we expect differently? I think it's just a more packed show floor. You know, we've got a lot of brands coming back. OEMs like Subaru, you know, to have them back on the show floor for the first time in a number of years is exciting. And I just think you'll see a more robust show floor than you've seen really since about the 2018-2019 show.
Well, during COVID, we lost people,
yeah.
And every show did.
For sure.
Some shows went out of business, but you guys kept the show alive, Rod Elberts, and now you, Sam Clement. And it would be embarrassing if the home of the automobile did not have its own auto show.
I would agree. Yeah, we use the tagline, there's only one Motor City. And as we were talking about on the show with Ryan last week, that if you're going to be the Motor City, you have to have a signature auto show. And I think we've done that this year in a lot of different ways, and a lot of support from the Detroit 3 and Toyota coming in early. And we've got a lot of interest, a lot of new partners this year, and I think that's going to make for a more dynamic show.
Detroit Auto Show excited to announce today that Ford Motor Company, General Motors, Stellantis, and Toyota are the first major global automakers to confirm participation for the January 2026 show here in the Motor City. Numerous other automakers and brands are, in fact, going to participate. You mentioned Subaru. All of this running January 14th through the 25th at Huntington Place. And it doesn't get any better than Huntington Place. It's really a wonderful place to do a show like this.
It is, and they've been great partners with us. The show started, started building for the show in February of this year, and had a lot of conversations with their staff there to make that an experience that's better for our attendees. And I think that we've achieved that. And to have that relationship and to be such a huge part of the city, we just heard from Mayor Duggan, and he joked he'd bring everyone to Detroit to see what it's all about. Except in February and January, I would encourage people to come down to Detroit in January this year, but it's going to be a great time, and we're really excited.
Give us, if you can, lay it out. You don't have it in front of you. He's working with no notes, ladies and gentlemen. The 2026 Detroit Auto Show highlights, starting with the gallery fundraiser Tuesday, January 13th.
Yeah, if I need notes, I'm not doing my job very well. So January 13th, we're going to do a fundraiser at the gallery, which is our ultra-luxury vehicles. We've got some really special ones coming this year that people haven't really seen. But that event will be done to help raise money for Forgotten Harvest, which does a great job in the community providing meals at a time that obviously it's very needed. And then on January 14th and 15th, we have our Media and Industry Days, which is important for us because that's in our more traditional model where we have those days prior to charity preview. So that's a good move back, and we're excited for that. Part of that, as you mentioned earlier, is our Mobility Global Forum. We'll have more than 60 speakers, 30 different panels, some signature conversations as well. And then, of course, we'll have our charity preview on January 16th. We've raised $125 million for local children's charities. And then on the 17th through the 25th, we open to the public, and it should be a great 9 days.
Racing Day, presented by the Detroit Grand Prix, Tuesday, January 20th.
Correct.
The Future Leaders Program, Wednesday, Thursday, January 21st, 22nd. You got a lot going on, and it's very exciting. And you're going to hear from this guy, Sam Clement, a number of times between now and then. Sam, thanks so much.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. Speaking of great jobs, coming up next, it's Ryan Armani and JR Afternoon. JR Afternoon and Ryan Armani. I have off tomorrow, but I'll be back with you, good Lord willing, on Wednesday. I hope you'll join us here. Thanks to the team, the whole group, Mike Parsons, Dave Rieger, Danielle Mason, Kyle Emmy, Rich Lisinski, Ann Thomas, Jeff Marcereau, Kim Smith. Regards, Paul W. Smith.